You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long. Jeremy Kahn will be back on Friday. College football playoffs begin this weekend. Four games actually begins on Friday, but the first game, only one game, 8 p.m. This is a barn burner, a doozy. ABC Network and ESPN, 8 o'clock, Alabama travels to Norman, Oklahoma to take on the Sooners. Number 9 versus number 8. Number 9 travels to number 8. This, when you look at it, this could be the best matchup of the first round, unless you think Miami, Texas A&M is going to be a good one. But Alabama, Oklahoma. Oklahoma beat Alabama earlier this year. Be a good game.
Yeah. I mean, I think Miami may be a better game, actually.
Think so?
But when you've got, two just, legacy powers like this, when you got Alabama and Oklahoma, it's hard to ignore that. To me, that's a must-watch game.
Now, Alabama-Oklahoma was a two-point game when they played in the regular season. I think it was like 23-21. I think Texas A&M runs through Miami.
So do I.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a good game at all. Yeah. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I don't think anything of James Madison versus Oregon, Tulane, Ole Miss.
No.
Those are games that shouldn't even play.
Well, that gets me to my issue with this. Yes, those are games you probably shouldn't even play because there are teams left out of the playoff that I'd much rather see than James Madison or Tulane. And that's an issue for me where it's like, come on. Those are the rules. Well, change the rules. It's like, I get it. But are you really seeing the best teams in college football now? I don't think so. You get guys you have to put in because of the way this is crafted.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think these are all the best schools.
Do you think there's a problem with the way it's constructed?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's fair the way it's constructed?
I think there's a problem with it. Because, the fact is you have two real conferences now. There's four power conferences. There's two. Honestly, it's the Big Ten and the SEC. The ACC is so down now. It's like... I don't know. I don't like the way this is constructed. I think Ole Miss is going to just, run all over Tulane. So I don't see that as much of a game. And Oregon and James Madison, really? What do we expect here?
So you can look fair two different ways. Fair is there's only two power conferences. So if you're not in the power conference, you never have a chance to have the schedule to where you actually earn your way in the playoffs. Or fair is too bad. Fair is all relative. However you want to look at fair, that's what fair is. For me, you know, I'm like, hey, man, you know, get your game up. Join us. Joining us right now from The Athletic is Ralph Russo. What's up, Ralph?
Boys, how are you this morning?
Doing well, man. Right. I'm going to ask you the question I just asked Ed before we get to the matchups. The 12 teams in the college football playoffs, we can all agree, are not the best 12 teams in the country. So, is the current format for playoff brackets fair or not?
No. No, you're right. I mean, part of the reason why it's not inherently fair is if you're giving certain teams, if you're conceding that, oh, hey, we're going to take the 23rd best team and the 19th best team rather than the 12th and the 11th and the 12th. I mean, brackets are always supposed to be a little imbalanced, right? You want the higher seeds to get a little advantage, but that's a huge advantage, right? Potentially, you know, if you're playing a 21-point favorite in the first round and another team is playing an underdog, and your other team is playing a 3-point underdog, like that seems like you're giving too much of an advantage to certain teams. So I would say, no, it's not fair.
How about the way Notre Dame is treated? Is that fair or unfair? Like, I think they're one of the teams that should have been in it. But however, on the other side, haven't had a national championship in a long time, so why are they treated like royalty?
Oh, I mean, so there's a difference between sort of the way they're treated on because of their brand and because these other conferences want them involved. I think a little much was made of the idea that they've gotten certain things handed to them in terms of voting privileges. They're treated like a conference, right?
Yeah.
Technically, Notre Dame within the structure of the playoff is treated like a conference. It boils down to this, like why don't the conferences shut out Notre Dame, right? I hear that a lot. Why don't they do something to force Notre Dame to join a conference? And guys, it comes down to this. Notre Dame can only join one conference. So if you're the Big Ten, you're not going to force Notre Dame to join a conference thinking, well, what if they don't join ours? And if you're the SEC, you're not going to force Notre Dame to join a conference and have them pushed into the Big Ten,
because
that makes your competition better. So it's better for those conferences for Notre Dame to remain something of an independent free agent, because then you can engage with them too. Whereas if they're in a conference, all their value gets pushed into that conference.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Ralph Russo from The Athletic joins us. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. All right, Ralph, we know the teams 1-4, but in the first round, you have Oregon, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and you may even want to put Miami in that, I guess, or Alabama. Who's the best team of the first round?
Yeah, and I would extend it all the way out because I think I'm a little sketchy on Alabama. That whole Alabama-Oklahoma game is kind of interesting to me. But I think Miami's good enough to win a game or two here. Now, they might not win any because playing at Texas A&M is going to be awfully hard.
12-man.
And A&M is really good, too. But I think that when you look at that 5 through 10, I think you have a bunch of teams that home field advantage and, you know, it would be the difference if you talked about them, you know, going head to head. The best of the bunch, I mean, it's kind of a cop out to have the fifth seed, right, as the best of the bunch, because by nature that's supposed to be the best, and that would be Oregon. I do think Oregon's capable of winning a national championship, and if I was trying to be a little more creative as opposed to just picking the fifth seed, I would probably take, you know, the winner of the A&M Miami game, I think, has a chance to do some real damage in this thing. Let's put it that way. Like, I think Oklahoma Alabama winner is probably facing a pretty uphill task in its next game, especially if it's Oklahoma. Their offense is just so limited. But I think Texas A&M Miami winner could actually maybe even get through to a final. You know, listen, I mean, they're playing, you know, Ohio State in the second round, so that's going to be a tall order. But I do think those two teams are really good. I don't know if I really answered your question there, Rob. But
no, you kind of did, because
it's entertaining.
Because it kind of proves the point. I think a lot of these teams are kind of the same.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that Texas Tech is much different either.
Yeah.
I think Ohio State is a different animal. I know they lost to Indiana. I think that's the team that when this is all said and done, if Ohio State is holding the trophy, we might go, you know, it was a lot of parity this year, except for that team,
yeah.
Right? Because even when we saw them lose to Indiana, it was a game where you kind of went, probably should have won that. Probably, you know, a couple fourth downs here and they win that game. And that's no slight to Indiana. So I feel like a lot of the teams, you know, for other than Ohio State are in this, you know, are within a few points of each other. So I think that we're set up for a lot of really good matchups, of course, other than I think two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those two. And I'm still stuck on those. Let's go back. I'm talking about Tulane, Ole Miss, 17.5 point underdogs. And of course, Oregon is, you know, giving up 21 against James Madison. Just that being said, and going back to the way we opened this segment, do you think there'll be any changes in the future, either to the structure of this playoff or the structure of the conferences where, you know, the Power Four is really now a Power Two?
So there's a couple of things that are still being talked about. Until January 23rd, they have a deadline. January 23rd, they have a deadline to get back to ESPN. The commissioners, the conferences, and say, hey, how big is this damn thing going to be next year? Like, they keep punting on making that decision. So that's a big change, right? Like, conceivably, they could go to 16. They might even go to 24. I think there's still some talk. I don't know how serious it is. I think at this point, it's all pretty much died down about, you know, multiple automatic bids. But I think it's more a matter of, at this point, 16, the Big Ten is interested in 24. Or maybe it just stays the same because they can't come to an agreement. If it stays at 12, I could see, and even if it goes to 16, I could see the possibility, especially depending on the way these games go this weekend, those two games in particular, of the format being tweaked to say, hey, you got to be in the top 16. You got to be in the top 18. You got to be in the top 20, right?
Yeah.
Like, just to put some kind. Now, I don't know if that's fair, and I'm not sure if it's the greatest idea, but I do understand this idea of, like, hey, we just took out the 11th best team and replaced it with the 23rd, if you look at James Madison.
Right.
And just going back, right, just to go back to where we started, having a 21-point underdog in this thing, like, what is the value of that?
None.
Like, we definitely want to keep these other conferences involved and engaged, but do we need two of them, and do we need them to be a 21-point underdog? I think it's super fascinating what happens this weekend with those two games, insofar as, like, I think those teams might be playing for their spots in the future. to a certain degree. If they're competitive and we show a little more fight there, but if it's a 45-10 game heading into the fourth quarter, I think it fuels the fire to maybe look at, like, hey, we're not going to kick you out of this thing altogether, but we got to have some standards
here. Go 42-5-10 then. Real quick, Ralph, we're up against time, and I know it's tough yes or no question, but I need a yes or no. Has the college football playoffs killed bowl games?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but yeah. Listen, people are still watching them because they want things to bet during December. So they're not going away, but they're not what they used to be. Yeah.
Ralph Russo, thanks a lot, my friend. How can folks follow you on social media?
Oh, Ralph D. Russo, A-T-H. Ralph D. Russo, A-T-H on what used to be Twitter, now X. Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays to you too, my friend. Yeah, my former boss with the AP.
Really?
Ralph Russo, yes. 410-583-1057 is the number. Rick Dempsey, my man, joins us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, Rich Eisen said earlier this week the league needs, it would be more fun if the Chiefs were good. Do you agree? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.